Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hello, guys.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Happy Wednesday. We're back. We're better than ever.
Happy Wednesday.
How was our weekends? We had a fantastic weekend.
Oof. We had a bit of a party weekend.
Full of fun and truffle pizza, truffle pasta. Then I also had truffle tater tots yesterday.
Wow.
They were quite sickly and it did push me over the
edge. What did I have yesterday? Oh no, I had a vanilla milkshake.
I had a chocolate milkshake. Mm-hmm. Vegan one though, but it was just chocolate soy milk with ice cream.
Yes.
Same.
And I had like a egg. It was from a place called...
Sandwich.
Yeah, it wasn't Egg Slub. There's a place called Egg
Slub. Eggs & Co. It's Eggs & Co.
It wasn't Eggs & Co. It was something like, maybe it was Eggs... something,
right.
But it was like pretzel bun,
wow,
eggs with like chives,
wow.
Onion,
wow,
hash brown on the sandwich.
Wow.
It was the perfect like hangover kind of meal.
I had a vegan Beyond burger, but it didn't hit the spot. You know, like we've had some really nice ones before.
I do,
but I had very skinny fries. They were so skinny, almost like so skinny. So yeah, incredible. It's been an incredible food weekend.
This week it's girl talk. We're back in the building. I feel like we haven't had girl talk in so long because we had two boy talks in a row.
I need some of the girl time now. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week.
It was.
Wow, we're really in harmony there.
I'm a good singer, yeah.
This is quite boy related, but fuck it.
Fuck it. It's our fucking podcast. We can do what the fuck we want.
We always say that.
So, after a breakup, do you prefer A or B? So, A is no contact. Mm. You know, it's blocking, it's deleting, it's fuck off. You're out of my fucking life. Mm. You're not my boyfriend. You're not my girlfriend anymore. That's that. Or still some contact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think the answer to the poll is?
I feel like, it's a tricky one.
I think it's what I predicted.
I think we're going to be a bit split.
I mean, surprisingly, we've got 77% saying no contact, which I'm happy about that.
I'm proud of you, 77%.
But we've got 23% saying still some contact. So you're a bit weak. But I understand it's a transition. I understand there's a transition there. I suppose it depends on how it ends. Mm. But I think either way, even if it ended good or bad, I think no contact is still the answer.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you meant to be doing? Texting, checking up on your ex?
I mean, I remember...
They're not, you know, you made a decision. They're not in your life anymore, or, you know?
I remember when me and my ex broke up. If you guys have been here for a while, you'll know the story.
It was over a year ago.
Over a year ago now.
Incredible. Great work.
But it was like over FaceTime. Like, I'm not going to say the story again, but those of you who know will know. So it's over FaceTime, right? And it was it was an amicable breakup. Like, it wasn't like toxic. It wasn't angry.
It was
just a case of, I was just like, look, like, I've kind of fallen out of love. This isn't right anymore.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. So then, but I was kind of thinking, like, look, like, I'm not, in my head, I thought, I'm not going to block him. I'm not going to unfollow him. Right. You know, I've got no kind of bad feelings towards him. Like, it just wasn't right anymore. And then, but then we broke up. And then seconds after we broke up.
Within
20 seconds, I was blocked on Instagram. Like, yeah. I was erased. And I remember being, like, shocked. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, is that a joke? I was like, it kind of hit me because I thought,
It almost makes it a reality. And it's like, oh God, you're a bit.
Because I was kind of in the mindset of like, no, like, you know, I'll still, you know, maybe say happy birthday or blah, blah, blah. Right, or like, you know, like, I'm not going to block you. Like, I'm still happy to like see your life, whatever. Right. So when that happened, I remember being quite shocked. But looking back, I'm so glad that he did that. And I think actually that is the best thing ever.
I think it's the best thing for a breakup.
We've not had like an ounce of communication since we broke up. There's not been one message. There's not been one drunk call. I've not even seen him in person. There's been nothing. And it was so clean and so easy and just so like straightforward that I think, do you know what? Going forward, any future breakups is just the way that it's just the way it needs to go.
At first, the blocking might be quite shocking and sudden and scary and like, you know, upsetting. Mm. But really, block your exes.
It's the
and
best
I hope
thing.
They block you too.
Like just, I hope. Just, I hope.
Thing
they
is,
block
like,
you.
It's not right. So just get them out of your life. What is the point of being like, hi, how are you?
Mm.
What
for what?
For what? What are we doing that for? Just to what?
Even if it ends like on good terms, I think if you need to have that period of time of
at least
no
6 months.
Contact.
Depending on how long your relationship was, at least 6 months of no. Because I know all of you guys are like, but I still want to be friends with my ex. Like,
the overnight transition of we're in a relationship and
it's
now we're going to be friends. It's not how it works.
Because a lot of you are actually saying some contact to begin with. No.
No.
No contact.
Well, it's almost like you want to wean yourself off the person. It's like, oh, like how can I go like cold turkey and just like never speak to them ever again? Like, that sounds so sad. But. Yeah. Like, it is I 1000% stand for that it is the best thing to do.
Oh, for sure.
I think it helps you move on quicker because otherwise you're just like lengthening out this breakup. And it's like, look, like, if you've chose to break up, stick by your decision.
Look, you're all very self-aware. Listen, you've said, I prefer contact, but I know no contact is better for me in the long run. We know no contact is the answer.
We know what's right.
So let's just get rid of the exes, hey, and move on. Thank you.
Thank you, next. First dilemma.
Right, hit us.
Inserting herself into my bridal party.
I hate this.
Gosh, bridal party.
I hate
Jesus
this.
Christ.
Oh, you know my, like, literally, I'm having two bridesmaids.
We spoke about this on holiday, yeah.
Like, two bridesmaids. Well, no, with my sisters and Sophia.
I might not have a gang of people.
Wow.
Because I think it looks kind of clean, you know, like, bride, groom, best man, maid of honour.
Right.
Four of us up there,
the last thing I want is 15 fucking bridesmaids.
Mm. I love it
also,
when people have it.
Listen.
But I do not know 15 people.
In that group of girls, not all of them are going to like each other. There's going to be drama. Mm. Regardless, there's going to be some bad blood. There's going to be someone who doesn't like someone. There's going to be...
Guaranteed.
You cannot tell me all 15 bridesmaids are fucking best friends and it's all harmonious. Absolutely not.
I feel like 4-5 is a nice number.
Even
like
five. That is a lot. I'm thinking, unless
but if you've
it's
got
sisters.
The siblings, yeah.
Unless it's your siblings, that's a lot.
Like, we haven't got that many friends.
We don't have that many. No, I'm keeping it simple. I'm keeping it fresh.
And then
I'm
when you have bridesmaids, like, you have got other friends who might feel like, oh, why wasn't
I
a bride?
That's
why I'm thinking I might just have a maid of honour and be done with it.
That's the thing. So say I'm like, oh, yeah, well, Sally and Susan, they could be the bridal party, but what about Jessica and Helen?
Mm.
Not fair on them.
Not
then
fair
they're
on
thinking,
Jessica and Helen.
Oh, so I don't rank in the ranking. Mm. So I'm less than, it's awkward.
I feel like bridal parties, like choosing your bridesmaids probably causes quite a lot of stress.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, because most people, Sophia, have more friends than us. Mm. Most people know a lot of people and have loads of friends from school, from going to uni, from work. So they've got all these
friends.
Right? They've got all these fucking mates. Cousins. Mm. God, I can't be asked for that. I'm having the two sisters and Sophia and that's it.
Okay, so first and foremost, love your podcast all the way in Australia. Wow, Australia. Thank you so much.
Wow.
So anyway, I've had this friend for the last 4 years, okay. And everyone else in the friendship group doesn't like her.
Bad sign. God. Get rid.
But in my head, I like to make my own impressions of people, own judgments. Fair enough.
Never a good sign, though. It's just like when your friends are like your boyfriend. Mm. It's a lost cause.
I've always had the feeling that she's in love with my now fiance, but this has never really affected me.
Oh, goodness me.
Because I know my fiance is super loyal. This girl is a ticking time bomb. What is she doing?
Everyone hates her and she's in love with your fucking future husband. Right.
She was really there for me with both of my pregnancies, whereas my other friends kind of disappeared.
Right.
So that's why she kind of hangs on to her. But I'm really starting to get annoyed with her. She continues to mention a story that never happened where, let's call her Stacey. So Brian, the guy she was sleeping with, also my fiance's best friend, and my fiance almost had a threesome before I was fully in the picture.
And she loves to talk about it. I bet she does. Because it's one up on you. She wants to make you feel small.
I constantly ask my fiance if it's true and he completely denies it. And the timeline doesn't make sense as that night she's mentioning I was actually on the phone to him after his night out.
Right.
So she's a known pathological liar throughout high school and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I know people do grow up and change. So I always try and give her the benefit
That's
of the doubt.
That's such a scary story to
You've
spread.
Got a lot of patience for this female.
But even if it was... Oh my God, that's actually such a lot of patience.
Anyway, long story short, she has inserted herself into my bridal party, saying,
"Boo!
If I'm not the maid of honour, I'm going to be so pissed."
What the? You can't, no.
I really don't know how I feel about this. I feel like I'm going to look back on my wedding photos and regret it so much. She loves to be the centre of attention. Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
And I'm scared she's going to ruin my big day. My fiance's family also don't like her as she planned a baby shower for me with my second and didn't invite any of my family.
Oh,
who the fuck is this girl?
No, I'm sorry.
My in-laws are the most amazing people and they see a baby shower as a family event,
for sure.
I really don't want any drama within the bridal party or anything. I feel like I'm getting the ick with her. I kind of want to phase her out the friendship, but I don't know how to do that. She's constantly messaging me and always tries to see me and I'm running out of excuses. Please help. Do I keep the friendship going and have her in my bridal party or do I phase it out?
Imagine acting like that. Like, if I'm not your fucking maid of honour,
I'm going to be so pissed.
It's like, whoa. Let me, like, if you're a true friend, just be there for me regardless.
She sounds like red flags all over the place.
I don't know how
she stuck around for this long, to be honest.
I don't know how a person can act like this, if I'm honest. If you're a friend, this is not how a friend acts. Mm-mm. Spreading weird stories, which would make you clearly uncomfortable and, you know, very upsetting for you.
I mean, she's obviously been a good friend at times because she's still around.
Right, well, toxic friends, that's why they're still around. Because you're thinking, it's like a toxic relationship. You're thinking, well, there have been good times. Mm. She did do this for me one time. And, we did have that one really fun night, you know. And it's the same in relationships. You're going to focus on the good. But really, this is not how a friendship should work.
I feel like maybe you need to kind of step back and think, what is she actually bringing to my life today?
Is she enriching my life as a friend? Doesn't sound like
because,
it.
Because, I'm sorry, you're the bride, you're getting married.
Right.
All your friends' jobs, bridesmaids right. or not, is to alleviate some of the stress, right. make sure you're happy, make sure you know what's going
on. When you're the bride, the fuss is meant to be all about you.
Right.
So the fact that she's turning it all on herself, she's arranging the bridal shower and not inviting people, and it's very scary and controlling and, yeah, centre of attention vibes.
For sure.
People like that actually scare me.
I feel like if this were me, I'd be like, please get out of my life. Obviously easier said than done from an outsider's perspective.
It's like a breakup. It's like a toxic breakup. It's like she's good. Like, the thing is, like, you know, she's going to react bad. And that's why she's not done it sooner. If she was understanding and like a
reasonable human,
she'd be like, yeah, absolutely. You know, she's not going to. You just know how she's going to react. I think the best is just to probably just wean her off for a little bit. I don't know, but she's going
to
be at your wedding.
Say to her, maybe
how
say,
did she not get to your wedding? Like,
I mean, she could probably go to the wedding, but I think in terms of like the maid
what,
of honor, all that
crazy
shit.
At the wedding?
I mean, is she that crazy? I don't know.
What if she tries and makes it about herself? What if she does something? What if she tries and sleeps with, I don't know, and, you know, makes it about herself to steal the limelight? I don't know.
Well, then why don't you just say, like, look, like, you know, when it's my wedding day, I want no drama. You know, it's no secret that some of the other girls you clash with a little bit. Some of my family members you clash with a little bit because of the whole baby shower debacle. Oh. And maybe just say that, look, I'd really appreciate it if it was just my wedding is just super calm, drama free. Oh, like, you know,
Sophia, imagine you're fucking engaged.
Oh, don't.
And I'm sat here
this
going,
is the kind of stress I just
well,
don't
before
need.
You were with Brian, he tried to have a threesome with me and his best friend. So how do you feel about that, hey? What a joke!
I mean, I think you should just cut her off and not be friends with her. She sounds like a psychopath.
Me too.
But
like, me too. I think there's no space for
why are
toxic.
We wait? Why are we wasting time?
There's like you're an adult.
Life is short.
There's no there's no space and time for toxic friends like this. Mm. It's better to have
especially
less friends.
Not at your big age of
are
being a bride.
You're a bride, right? It's better to have less friends that are more quality than 100 fake friends that act like this. You know?
Amen, sister.
I honestly, give me zero friends, but at least I'm at peace. I want to be at peace. Right, buckle up. So this is definitely a crazy situation, so I need your advice big time. Oh, don't worry, the sisters are here to help. Months ago, I matched with a really cute guy on Tinder. Lovely. We messaged a couple times back and forth, and we had really good chemistry. I hadn't felt so excited about a guy in years. Aww.
That's lovely.
After 2 weeks, lockdown rules lifted, and we were able to meet one person on a walk. So let's call him Brian, my Tinder guy. Happened to live 5 minutes from me. Wow, this is a love story.
Convenient.
So most days we met up and we'll go on a half an hour walk. Ah,
lovely.
That's really cute in lockdown most days. It was honestly the highlight of my day. As I don't have many girlfriends I can do that with. He eased my loneliness and I became a much happier person mentally. Ah. Mm. Obviously the first person I told about Brian was my best friend Sarah. Mm-hmm. She's been my only best friend for over a decade since we were 14. She's been my rock forever and I love her to bits. When Brian and I became official in June, she was dying to meet my new boyfriend who made me so happy. Mm. Oh God. Something is brewing, I can feel it. She'd seen pictures of him, but Brian wasn't the selfie kind of guy, so she didn't get to see any clear pictures of him that really showed off his handsomeness. So I set up a date. We were going out for drinks and my best friend and boyfriend were going to meet. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The two most important people in my life. Mm-hmm. After all, I had been dating Brian 6 months at this point and they still hadn't met.
Shit. That's quite a rare then.
Right.
There's a lot of build up for this meet.
There's too much. I'm sorry. It's too much anticipation.
Too much anticipation.
Like it needs to be like just a chill Passover.
Passing in meet. The hallway.
So this right. See you on the 6th. Mm. You know? Anyway. Brian and I had even started discussing moving in together. We were very serious. Because she's talking in past tense. So the day comes, they are meant to meet. And when Sarah approaches the table with Brian and I on, she embraces Brian in a hug. I am more than confused, but the two explain that their parents, Hindus from India, had tried to set up an arranged marriage for them 2 or 3 years ago.
God. What?
Obviously.
What? I'm sorry. What are the chances of this?
Don't even. I'd literally be like, right. Brilliant.
I'd be like, is this a fuck? I'd be like, am I being pranked? Right. Is this a joke?
Obviously, I was in shock that my Brian was the Brian Sarah almost married. It made me extremely uncomfortable. The two didn't go through with it as they didn't believe in getting an arranged marriage, which caused outrage between the families. Sarah was devastated after not getting married to him. Her parents didn't speak to her for months.
Shit.
Oh, Jesus. This is quite traumatic then. Mm. The rest of the meetup with the three of us was extremely awkward. Oh, God. No, but it's like you got to giggle. Like, you got to laugh at it, kind
that's
of.
It's hard to laugh at, though.
They weren't comfortable around each other. Oh. It's just a really weird situation. I don't know. I don't know if I'm comfortable moving in with my best friend's almost husband. Mm. I don't know if she is. If Brian and I do commit to each other, she will have to see him every day. True. Well, yeah. Mm. I don't think she's mentally ready for that. So do I put Sarah's feelings above my own and give Brian up? I feel awful. But Sarah tells me it's her fault. She should have recognised him from the picture. Yeah, how can you not recognise your almost husband in some pictures? Even if it was a shit picture. I'd be like,
I don't know.
Surely there's got to be. You've got to be like, shit, Sarah, babe.
That could be.
You've got to be Helen. That was the guy I was engaged to. I almost got married to him.
Shit.
So, yeah, she feels awful that she didn't recognise him from the pictures, but she's putting so much blame on herself and the situation's just crazy. What should I do?
I mean, nice of Sarah to take some of the blame and be like, oh my God, this is my fault. Like, I should have recognised him.
Yeah, Sarah, come on. You see a picture of a man.
I don't care how blurry or pixelated that image is. No. I could see an outline of a man that I've been involved with and know who it is.
A man's hand. And I'd go, that's Brian.
Right.
I'd be like, that's fucking Brian. Look at those fucking fingernails. So,
yeah.
That, I mean, right. So the question is do you put Sarah first, be like, look, you're uncomfortable. I'm going to stop seeing Brian. You know, you're my best friend of 14 years. Mm. I'm going to put Brian on the back burner. I want to make sure you're okay. Mm. And I'm going to, you know, postpone my relationship kind of thing because this is awkward and I want to keep you as my best friend. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
But this was a guy that she's like about to move in with.
Like, well, yeah, she's in love with him. Yeah,
she's been dating. She's been on like 3 dates. Like,
boyfriend. Right. They're in love. They met in lockdown. They've been seeing each other for 6 months.
And they're talking official. About moving in.
Look, you're clearly very in love with this guy. Mm. And you said when you matched with him, like, you hadn't had a connection like this in 2 years.
Mm. It's a big deal.
It's a rare kind of love.
Mm.
So, look, it's obviously a very new and fresh situation. You're going to have to sit down with both of them multiple more times and discuss this. You need to talk about this, maybe as a group, or...
I think you need to listen as well to, like, what your gut is saying.
Right.
Because...
Just, like, your instincts.
Because bottom line, like, this is your life, and sometimes in life, you have to be selfish, and you have to put yourself first. And yeah, it's all great, and of course, we always stand for, like, you know, considering other people's feelings.
For sure, and, morally right.
Right, but there are just certain situations where there's too many other people's emotions involved, and you have to sit down and think, hang on, like, what do I want, and what is going to make me happy in the long run? Like, what is the best decision for me to make for myself? Not always, like, oh, well, what would they be happy with, or what would he be happy with, or what would she be happy with? Like, no, what do I want? What's going to make me happy? Like, this is your relationship with a boyfriend and a best friend. And
well, this is a life-altering decision.
Like, this could be your husband.
Right.
But also, it might not
be. You could
be.
Have babies with this guy. Like, if you say to Sarah, look, I know this is a shit situation, but I'm in love with Brian. Like, this is the real deal. It's so unfortunate that, you know, we've got this little bit of history and it's a bit messy to start with.
Mm.
But, like, I love him, like, and he's my husband.
10 years down the line, you can laugh at this.
Me too.
Like, it's kind of like, oh, like, we were supposed to get... But the thing is, like, it's not like they did get married. It was an arranged marriage. The parents obviously thought they were suitable. They liked the idea of it, but it didn't go ahead. Neither of them wanted it.
Right.
So that's a good thing. Let's take a silver lining out of this. Right. You know, there obviously maybe wasn't an attraction there.
At least there was no feelings involved and stuff like that. But I suppose we don't know
the ins and outs
and the details and how much time they did spend together.
Sarah obviously was devastated.
Right. So it's uncomfortable and traumatic situation for everyone involved.
Mm.
I think, but yeah, you either be selfish, you think, this is my life. Like, if I decide not to go ahead with Brian, you know, you could live a completely different life that might not be as happy. You know, you might not meet anyone else. You don't know. It's just, who do you want to put first?
Mm.
Sarah or yourself and your relationship?
I think it's that kind of, like, question that it's like, is he the one? Is he not the one?
Yeah, because you've got to try and make this decision now. It's almost like, you know, but I think in these situations, like, the more talking you do, the better. If you just sit there and shrivel up and not discuss this with Sarah and Brian, it's just going to get worse. Like, you actually need to have open conversations and try and figure this out, because otherwise it's just going to get worse and worse, and there's going to be unsaid, like, things, and it's going to be more uncomfortable, you know?
Maybe this is a sign that this isn't the one. You know, like,
if you maybe want, that's the universe's way of saying, no, it's not him. I don't know.
Like,
I don't fucking know.
If it's really important for you that your best friend and the guy that you're seeing have a great relationship, then we're not off to a good start. Then and this is not the one.
Well, look, they might not be besties. Probably won't.
Well, the thing is, like, Sarah's not going to want anything. Sarah wants to forget about that whole chapter of her
she
life.
She wants to forget about that period of time. Absolutely.
And him being in your life is, like you said, a daily constant reminder.
I mean, the one thing, look, time, you know, is the great healer. Like Sophia said, in 10 years' time, you might look back and be like, God, remember that first time we all got together?
It'll be a distant memory.
You know? But then it might not be. I don't know. Mm. This is your decision to make. You've got to weigh out the pros and cons. You've got to talk to everyone. You know, talk to your family, talk to your friends, and really come to a decision. or
that's going to make you the happiest.
Right. Or just take it day by day and see how things go. I don't know. I can't give you the answers to that.
I think you need to have a big conversation with Sarah.
And Brian.
Yeah.
Separately and then maybe together and just be like, look, we need to... I don't know. If you and Brian want to make it work, there's going to have to be a lot of conversations go on between all three of you, right?
Maybe even some therapy.
Right. Seriously. Maybe some professional help. Mm. Like, let's get some professional help who can guide us through this time.
Because what's the phrase?
Bottom line
is that you can, anything, if you want something to work, you can make it work.
For sure.
That's not a problem. But it's just making sure that there might have to be some sacrifices made.
Right.
Like, let's be realistic. If you are going to think, do you know what? I want to be with Brian. He's the love of my life. Then your relationship with Sarah will probably naturally suffer from it. How could it not? You know, the world's not perfect.
It could, like, suffer for the first couple of years. Then you could rekindle. But initially...
Or you might just drift. You know, it might not...
It's going to be awkward, yes.
Or equally, you know, if you choose Sarah, then equally then, like, your relationship might suffer with Sarah because you might kind of have this little bit of resentment thinking, you know, I left the love of my life for you. And you know, the next time you guys have a bit of a fallout or she does something, you know, a bit offside or you blah, blah, blah. It's going to be like, for God's sake, like, I literally left the guy of my dreams for you. Like, that's a big thing to do.
But then also for Brian, like, if you're leaving Brian for Sarah, he might not take you back. Like, he might think, no, like, you didn't choose me. And you know, this is the decision you know, to affect everything going forward, so
don't do anything hasty.
Fuck.
A lot of big conversations need to be had there,
honestly. God, you know, when
maybe
things like this
I kind of think like this is a sign that it's just not meant to
really
be.
but Sophia, you got to fight for love, babes.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, do you literally say, oh, it's the universe saying no? But
should it be this complicated?
I don't know, but like, is love, is it, you know, you got to fight for it? Do you have to? Or should it be blissfully easy? I don't know.
I think it should be blissfully easy.
Me too. But this is out of her hands. This is out of, you know, it wasn't her doing. It wasn't even Brian's doing. It's just unfortunate.
Fair enough. It's a series of unfortunate events.
Right.
Unless, last thing on this, you just like keep the two very separate and you're just going to have to live almost, not a double life, but it's like, you know, if you kind of had that idea that, oh, like your, you know, let's call him your future husband would be, you know, very involved with your friends and your friendship group and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, maybe you just have very separate lives and
maybe
your relationship that you have with Brian is separate, obviously, to the one you have with Sarah.
Right.
And it's not going to be a thing where you speak to Sarah about Brian or you don't hang out, you're not going on double dates, you're not, you know, intertwining.
You'll
each
have
other.
To find your other love friends
life,
for that.
Yeah, your love life and your friendship is really separate. I don't know if that's maintainable or realistic, but...
But then it could start out like that and then within 5 years, it's like it kind of, you know, settles in and then you can talk to her about Brian. I don't know. I've got no clue.
That's tough.
It's a toughie. It's a real head scratcher, that one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. Okay, before we share our next dilemma, we have a success story, which we can share. I feel like we need it after this.
Oh, let's cheer ourselves up, hey?
So, hi both. I just wanted to share a success story to give you girls hope and all the girls listening.
Yes!
Long story short, I was in a 6-year relationship a few years ago.
Okay.
He wasn't committing, so I had to be strong and end it, even though we shared a mortgage. Wow, that was a big commitment.
Listen, if you need to get out of a relationship, regardless of the situation, you can.
I then met a guy online and we dated for 9 months, but he broke up with me in lockdown over FaceTime. What a coward.
What coward, hey? Reading these FaceTime breakups.
I then went into anti-men mode and felt really rubbish about myself.
No.
But I quickly picked myself up and went on to Bumble.
Yay!
I met an amazing guy on there. He deleted his Bumble after one date.
Wow.
And then we continued to date throughout lockdown, just having walks, etc.
Oh.
We moved in together after 2 months.
No.
And he proposed in February this year.
No.
We are due to get married in April 2022.
Stop.
I'm 30 this year and I was facing the thought of ending up alone. But I honestly think all the non-committal idiots led me to my fiancé now.
Oh.
So don't settle, be strong and everything will work out in the end.
I'm going to cry.
So look, you've gone from being single hating men, then basically 3 months later, you're engaged.
You listen, it's all... Do you know when you get out of a shit long-term relationship, it's always the case, like you'll click your fingers.
Everything happens at once.
And it will be like Prince Charming. You're thinking, fucking hell, I wasted 7 years of my life with that twat.
I should have left him sooner.
I should have left him like within the first couple months when
right.
I saw the first red flags. Aw, I love a success story. I want to come
we
to a wedding.
We love a success story.
I want to go to a wedding. No one's getting married.
Well, we're not at that age where people are getting married
We've got a few engaged people we know, but it's like, that's it.
It's because we haven't got any friends.
All right. So I've just got to wait for Sophia to get married or my sisters. Maybe I'll just bite the bullet and get married.
Maybe you just get married so we can all enjoy.
Listen, I want an incredible wedding on the Amalfi Coast.
Mm.
I want John Legend to perform.
Wow.
I want 8 courses of dinner.
Love me, loves all of you.
I wonder how much his appearance fee is. I think it's a couple mil.
You reckon?
I think it's at least a million for John Legend.
Mm.
Yeah.
Would you be happy to pay that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely for John.
Right. Best get saving up.
I wonder if he would like stick around... At the wedding, or would he just
he
sack
might
off?
You know say hi to the bride and groom.
I think
then he's going to make his way out.
Well, surely I'm paying for his accommodation. I'll put him up in the same hotel, see him at breakfast the next day.
Yeah, potentially.
You know, it depends how quickly he wants to get out there. But it'll be on the Amalfi Coast. I'm sure he could holiday
Chrissy.
At the same time.
Yeah.
He could bring the kids.
He could.
They could have their own table at the wedding if they'd like to stick around.
To be part of it. They could even be at the reception.
I can make sure the groom. Really, you know, woos him and they become friends, and then we can be invited to LA and get to stay in their house.
It's a great idea.
Thank you. Friendship drama.
Why can't we all just get along?
Why do we need this stress in our lives?
Why does Girl Talk need to exist?
2021 is all about no stress from other humans, yeah?
I don't Especially want the girls. Come on, ladies.
I don't want other people stressing me out. Stress is the worst. Just drama is the worst in your life. Constant drama that you're involved in. It's actually, anyway. Am I overthinking or am I being left out?
Right. Okay.
All throughout high school.
Let's be rational.
Listen, this is going to be straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to it. All throughout high school, I always had a good group of friends and I never felt isolated or not thought of one planning to hang out.
Huh? She had a good group of friends in high school. She never felt left out.
And she never felt left out, right. It was only in my last year of school and this year, my gap year before uni, that I noticed my 3 best friends within the group have drifted apart from myself.
Mm.
I only live walking distance from all 3 of them, but recently they've been hanging out without me, driving each other to big group events without me and talking about boys and memories I don't know about in front of me.
It breaks my
this
heart.
Is the shit I hate.
Yeah, this is the shit
like,
that I
what,
despise.
Like, why are you doing that on purpose?
Mm-mm.
Are you doing that on purpose?
Mm-mm.
Like, to make me feel shit?
Mm.
You want to make me feel shit?
Mm.
Ugh. I have confronted them.
Oh,
okay,
good for you.
When this has happened in the past, asking if I'd done anything wrong, but they told me that they felt attacked and uncomfortable and didn't need to explain themselves. Fuck off,
Excuse
then.
Excuse me?
Fuck, I'll find
so
other friends.
Why so aggressive?
Ugh, I hate this. I can't help but feel as though I'm being gaslighted. Yeah, the way they're reacting is disgusting.
Mm.
I'm made out to be jealous or just overthinking. I have a beautiful boyfriend of 2 years who understands
Great.
And reassures me. Thank God.
Thank God for the boyfriend.
Thank God we've got a good boyfriend in the building.
Oof.
One out of the 3 has a boyfriend too, so I can't help but feel as though it's a bit more personal. Right, so it's not like she's the one in the relationship and they're like
right,
the single girls
right.
and they're like, oh, she's got a boyfriend, she doesn't want to come kind of thing.
Okay, fair, yeah.
Am I reading too much into it? I don't have a strong relationship with anyone else in the group, so I feel a bit alone and in need of some guidance. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I'm really sorry that you feel like that.
Me too. Look, I'm really sorry that they are being shitty. Number one, you're not overthinking it. Number two, what you're feeling is completely valid and is exactly what's going on. Don't make them feel like, because they're responding, be like, why would you say that? Don't be so stupid. Like, you're attacking us now. You're attacking us. Mm-mm. So in defense.
We're not doing anything wrong.
Right. They know they're doing something and that's why they're in defense. What, they're going to sit there.
They've definitely like got another group chat without you.
They're not going to sit there and be like, yeah, we're leaving you out. Like, they don't have the balls for that because they're twats. Right? So everything you're feeling is valid. You're completely right about what's going on. And
thank God for your boyfriend.
Thank God you've got a good boyfriend. Look, girls do this. We've experienced it.
I think,
you know, most people have, and it's shit.
Yeah, I think you've just, it's so shit when you're in it, but you've just got to kind of sit back and think, do you know what? Like,
good. Just remove yourself.
And think, like, good friends will come.
Absolutely.
And, like, this is such, it feels like everything right now. And I know it feels like your whole world, and it's so, you know, consuming and it's all you can think about, and you're seeing on Instagram they're going out and you're not there.
It's the biggest thing that you're, that's on your mind.
Yeah, and it's like almost like your heart kind of drops because you're like, oh my God, like another thing that I just wasn't included in. But just try and think, you know what, this time in, you know, 5 years, I guarantee you'll have a couple of good friends
in
around
1 year,
you.
In 1 year.
These friends will be like a distant memory and it will all seem like almost laughable. And you'll think, oh my God, like they were just bitches.
I promise you, you will laugh at it. And you'll be like, God.
Eventually.
Right now, you just need to remind yourself, look, I don't want to be friends with people who would treat me like this.
No.
Why am I pining for your friendship
and your validation.
Attention and your loyalty as a friend when you're doing this to me so easily? And, you know,
with no remorse,
without a bother. I don't want you to be my friend.
Right.
So look, act how you want to act. I'm going to try and remain unbothered. I'm going to ride it out. I hope you've not got long left at school or whatever.
On a gap year.
Right. So you're on your gap year. Let's focus on things you want to do
for
yourself.
Focus on your relationship.
Focus on your relationship. Let's plan a trip to a green list place. Do you
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Let's have a weekend away.
Let's some backpacking across Europe.
Let's go to Cornwall.
Absolutely.
Have some time at the seaside.
Let's get a little job. Let's focus on that. Let's think of our career. Let's do things that make us happy.
Let's redecorate our bedroom.
Let's go watch some musicals. Let's go watch Mamma Mia on the West End.
Wow, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Go for it.
Like, just fuck them. You don't want friends like that.
No.
And I know right now you're thinking, oh, but I miss Sally. I want her to be my friend again. No, fuck her. You don't want friends like that.
And I think it kind of comes down to that like point that's like, stop thinking about if they like you and actually think if you like them.
Because they're shitty people. Who wants to be friends with shitty people like that?
Like, it's kind of like hanging. It's definitely a shame. Like you said, like you've been friends with these girls for a long time throughout high school. You never felt left out. You never felt unincluded. But now for some reason, the three of them have kind of switched and kind of ganged together and just
They're being the mean girls. There's clearly a leader of the pack. There's always a leader of the pack. You'll probably know which one it is because it's normally quite clear who the...
I mean, one thing you could do is maybe reach out to one of the girls that you feel closest to out of the three, maybe the one with the boyfriend.
Right.
And be like, oh, like maybe suggest a double date even. Be like, oh, like she want to hang out with the boys or maybe just have a one-on-one. I know you said you confronted them, but maybe just have a one-on-one conversation with just one of them that you feel the closest to and be like, look, like I'm really sad. I don't know. I'm really confused. I'm really sad. Like, I'm not sure why you're... Like, I would never want to treat you girls like this. Like, I know you've said that, you know, you felt like I was attacking before or whatever, but like I'm just sad. Like, you're, you know, put yourself in my shoes. You're all going off and I'm not there. Like, I'm just being unincluded. And maybe say like, look, if you don't want to be friends with anymore, just say it to my face and just end it here and now, because this feeling of being on the sidelines
it's
and watching
disgusting.
On
yeah.
is just making me feel so shit. So just have the balls to cut me off or include me, because like, I can't be arsed with this watching from the sidelines.
Listen, they're going to be happy that they're the one that's not being left out. Like,
for sure.
Like,
no one wants to be in your position. The girls love it when they're in the group that's got the power.
It's
power in numbers.
And it's always the case, like, there will be, like, she'll be scared to talk to you because she'll think that she's then going to get isolated as well. So I wouldn't have too much faith in that, if I'm honest, because she's going to run straight to the leader of the pack and be like,
look at this.
Sally's reaching out to me. What a loser. And just be a fucking bitch like they are, because that's what they're doing and that's clearly what they're finding entertaining. Bottom line is, no one needs friends like that. I'd rather have no fucking friends than friends who do that. So just try and focus on the future. Have faith.
Good, you're on your gap year.
You're on your gap year. You've got a beautiful boyfriend. Focus on the good. Fuck them.
One door closes, another one opens. Yeah.
You're going to meet a fantastic girl called Helen who's going to be so into the things you're into. And you're going to think, this girl is so cool. Mm. She wants to be my friend. She wants to hang out with me. You're going to form a beautiful friendship elsewhere.
You're
going to
thrive.
I think even if these friends come running back to you, be cautious, be wary. Mm. I wouldn't trust them. You know, keep them at arm's length kind of thing. You know, I don't like them.
You're not overthinking. You're definitely...
Yeah, you're not overthinking.
You know exactly what's going on.
Focus on your gap year. Look, we're free now. Lockdown's over.
It's a shame, but like, it's the situation. So let's just deal with it.
Right. There's no point wasting energy and time arguing with them or trying to
fight,
you know,
for this friendship.
I don't want your fucking friendship, you loser.
Losers.
Loser. Just keep on moving
through the beat. Okay, to finish off, some advice from a fellow Girls Bathroom listener.
Oh, lovely.
About pregnancy, which we don't often speak about.
I want a baby.
Give me a child, please. She says, hey girls, I'm an avid listener of the podcast and felt like I just had to get in touch with you with my story.
Aww, yay.
I know you've spoken about contraception before, so I wanted to enlighten you as well as other listeners of something you guys might not be aware of.
Okay.
Gosh, but we're here for a lesson, guys. Buckle up. Listen.
Honestly, I love being educated.
I love it when you guys send us in just like stories.
Me
and not
too.
Even, like, I think it's so good. So when I was 22, I'd been taking the pill back to back for years without a problem.
Right.
And doctors even told me that you can take the pill without a break if you don't want periods, which is what I was doing.
Right.
Right.
We do that sometimes when we go on holiday.
It's pretty convenient.
Or sometimes if I just don't want my period, I will just continue.
I was living a normal life in London when one day I felt a kick in my stomach and freaked out. There was no way I could be pregnant as I was on the pill. I went to the doctor who confirmed that I was 30 weeks pregnant.
How many months is that?
Which meant I was about to give birth in 2 months' time. You're pregnant for 40 weeks.
How do you get to that point?
Luckily, I was super happy in my relationship.
Okay.
But we'd been together for less than a year and we weren't planning on having kids that young. After the quickest pregnancy ever, I gave birth to our daughter in 2019, still in a state of shock, lol.
Jesus.
But fast forward to today, our daughter is nearly two and I'm 25 and we are so, so happy.
Aww.
We love a happy story.
Imagine finding out you're pregnant literally 2 months before.
I think a lot of girls aren't aware that the pill is only 99% effective and that regular pregnancy tests are something that we should all be taking.
Right.
It's so easy for symptoms to go unnoticed for some people. I literally didn't feel a thing for 7 months and I didn't even have a bump.
Jesus.
So she obviously, because she was taking her pill back to back, the not getting her period, that wasn't a sign.
It wasn't a sign, yeah, because of course...
I don't want to scare anyone with my story, but I want to just open up the conversation around unexpected pregnancies and also being a young mum.
Yeah.
I felt a lot of judgment when I had my daughter, but I'm so proud to be mum at this age because that's what the universe planned for me. So let's be grateful to the female body for giving us the chance to even become mothers.
Look, you're going to be such a sexy mum. Oh.
Thanks for opening up these conversations.
God, imagine just feeling a kick.
Shit. What does that feel like?
I know, like... I'm just thinking about like friends. Like Monica will have a drawer that full of pregnancy tests.
Right.
Like,
is that all we need to be
doing?
Well,
we've never taken a pregnancy test.
No.
But do we need to just go to Boots, just buy a couple, just in times of wonder and just like, maybe I should just double check.
Maybe if we ever like, we don't take our pills back to back.
No.
The contraception that we're on, we take a packet and then we get our period and we go again. But if we ever maybe went through a phase of taking them back to back for a couple of months, then maybe the regular test should be a thing.
Maybe just in general, just to like peace of mind, because
and just to know what's going on,
just to know that okay, brilliant. I thought I wasn't pregnant, and now I know I'm not pregnant.
Mm.
You know, because God forbid we get to 30 weeks and we're pregnant and we're about to give birth in 2 months, and your life literally changes and you haven't. Because when you get pregnant, you have 9 months to prepare.
Right.
Mentally prepare. You're buying things, you're reading books, you're
educating yourself.
Like when I get
pregnant, you're sorting out finances.
Right. When I get pregnant, I've got a lot to fucking learn.
Mm.
I've got books to read, I've got podcasts
to
listen to, and I've got, you know, vlogs, mummy vlogs to watch.
Birthing vlogs to watch.
Epidurals and getting my hips.
Who's my midwife?
Who the, you know?
Where's my scans?
Right, go to some classes.
Where am I giving birth?
Prenatal classes with my husband.
Mm, your pushing partner.
My pushing partner, you know? Mm. So, I like...
A lot to learn.
I'm glad it was a happy story for you, but if we can avoid it, let's
avoid
not,
the surprise.
Let's avoid the surprise and just be in the know.
Maybe something we should all think about taking. I mean, do you guys take regular pregnancy tests? I've never taken one. I've never been, you know.
Well,
like,
we've never had a proper pregnancy scare. Yeah.
We've had those
wood.
Times where it's like, oh.
Well, there's been times.
It's been 4 days. Where is it?
Yeah, when you're waiting for the period. Mm. But then.
Oh, but it's God. Always arrived. Well, on that note, guys, let's all go and buy some pregnancy tests and see what's going on.
Right, absolutely.
Thank you for sharing your story. I love that. And please send us
honestly,
a picture of your child.
Honestly, pregnancy test sales are going to skyrocket.
They're going to go through the roof.
All because of this podcast and your story, so thank you very much.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to A Girl Talk. Yay! Happy Wednesday. As always, send your dilemmas in or your questions in to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
And you can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. Thank you.
And we also have a Girls on Tour expansion pack.
We do.
You guys know we have a drinking game, a card game. You can shop it all at thegirlsbathroom.com. We have a 250 pack card game.
The card game
it's not
is shipping
£250. It's 250 cards.
To the original game is shipping early August for the next drop. So if you want to get your hands on it in August.
And we've just released our first expansion pack, which is like 50 cards, which you can play by itself or you can add to the original deck that you've already got.
Super
but it's
fun.
All more girls' holiday, a bit more race, a bit more raunchy.
A bit more crazy, yeah.
A bit more wild,
a bit more
you know.
Wild. Okay, on that note, we love you and we'll see
Thank
you next
you
week.
Thank you for listening, guys. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.